Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Enabled. The tunnel came out where? A sushi bar. An all-you-can-eat sushi bar? No. I want to escape, but the right way, you know? Keep digging. Thank you. You're wonderful with that sharpened spoon. No, just accept the compliment. Was that so hard? Incoming call? Why the hell does prison have call waiting? To get new story pitches from Piper Kerman? Decline. So, here you are, Earth, about to be exposed to a sound that could tear your planet in half. My notes say insert Josh Groban joke here. That works as it is. Well, Earth, I could block this transmission, but then I'd have my own problems to deal with. Other than who keeps stealing my hint of cheesecake body scrub from the communal shower. You're on your own. Sit back and enjoy your imminent destruction.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, you have picked the wrong week to tune in. But still, you know, I'm such a professional that I really have to do some table setting because, you know what, that's what you do on a podcast. About 4 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unluckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. And I have been all of this time using that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. Thinking I was doing it for good, and also, let's be fair, to kind of like up my own social media cred. But little did I know that I'm about to be hoisted on my own podcast. Is that how the expression goes? Anyway, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud. I'm very sorry still that your husband died at your wedding, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Thank you. You don't have to say that every time you introduce me now.
What is the time frame? Like, after someone's husband explodes during consummating their wedding, What's, like, the grace period of having to introduce you as that?
Yeah. I don't know if there's an exact number. I'd say 17 days, but I don't. That's just a ballpark figure.
Yeah.
It's either 3 or 4 weeks. I can't remember.
It's hard to keep track. Maybe a listener at home could send in a spreadsheet or something.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could... crunch the numbers.
And I'm also joined, as always, by Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos.
Usidore, are you all right?
Yes, I've coughed
blood into that rag.
I'm covered in these chains, these mystical chains that mute my powers and make me unable to cast magical spells and make magical potions. I'm a diminished wizard once again.
A dizzard.
Total dizzard.
I don't care for that, but it's all right.
And, I guess our guest this week is Baron Ragoon, who, you know, I gotta give it to you. You did totally turn the tables on us, recaptured Hogface, and now you're gonna use this podcast to destroy all of Earth.
That's correct. I just want to say to everyone on this special episode, goodbye from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, he's been sitting on that. Oh, motherfucker.
I should have started with that. Although I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So.
People of Earth, if you can hear me now, get into your rocket ships and fly away from Earth as fast as you can, just as Arnie promised me you could. Escape! Now is your only opportunity.
Or walk and pop away.
But yeah, you could walk and pop. That's a good chunt. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
People of Earth, your fate is sealed. This will be the last podcast you ever hear, which I assume is a very poignant thing on Earth. Podcast being a cornerstone of your culture and cultural heritage.
It depends on if they have a commute.
More of like a corner than a cornerstone. It's like off in the corner. People might wander to the corner and listen to a podcast, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, the point is, we have succeeded. We have made your podcast popular enough that the reach of this magical auditory weapon, the Penelope, can use it to destroy your little world.
Ooh, Arnie, I mean, I know everything's about to explode and be done, but can we make a shirt that says popular enough?
Popular enough. It's a pretty good pull quote.
I think that describes us pretty well.
It's so insidious, Baron, that when the Dark Lord first took over Hogsface, I just thought he was invested in the podcast doing well. But to turn that against us in the final hour of the show.
The Dark Lord moves in mysterious ways. He sees many steps ahead, far beyond what you or I can see, and basically, if you think he was doing one thing, he was doing another. I got your nose.
If only I had my powers and I could return your nose to your face.
He didn't really. He metaphorically got my nose, I think, right? My nose is still here, right?
Arnie, don't look in the mirror.
Don't look in the mirror right now.
But you guys say that to me all the time.
Well, sometimes you have to invest in yourself.
I just feel like we're to blame if all of Earth is destroyed. Although, really, you should probably blame Apple Podcasts for featuring us recently, probably tipping our numbers high up enough that we finally have enough people listening to destroy all of Earth.
Hashtag popular enough.
Popular enough.
Big lavish entrance!
Kaboom!
Yeah, we did it! We celebrating? Everybody celebrating? We celebrating? Yeah, it's a good time. Here, I made bacon-wrapped gremlins for everybody. Here you go.
Oh,
passing them out. Here you are. Have some here. Here's some for you as well. Here, have some. Everybody, we're having a big party. We're celebrating.
Welcome. Dripping. Have a seat.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind. Or actually, I hope you do mind and have to bear it anyway. I've invited some of some of the preferred Dark Lord minions from around town to kind of a celebrate this this momentous occasion.
Oh, no, and Drip Fang is a really popular recurring character. We'll probably bring more people to listen to this episode of the podcast.
I smell bacon. Crunch, crunch.
Yeah, I brought Claudia with me as well, because it's a big-time party for all the cool kids, because we're going to blow up your stupid house.
Claudia? Blemish returns for snacks and gloating.
Yeah, Blemish is here, too.
This rules.
Oh, how I wish I could eat a bacon-wrapped gremlin right now. I'm so hungry, but I am here trapped in these mystical chains, unable to move. Can someone put a bacon-wrapped gremlin in my mouth?
Oh, I can do it, Usador.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you look very dizzardly.
Oh, damn it. Oh.
Here you go, munch and crunch.
Make sure your mouth is dry. Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure everyone hears this. This is some good ASMR.
Mm. I am so glad that we are going to finally rid the entire multiverse of a place where ASMR was invented. Look, I'm a bunch of snakes and ghost eels, and I think that shit's creepy.
Wait, you guys call it ASMR? Arnie, you've been letting me say Asmir this whole time.
I just love it when you say Asmir.
I feel like a total Asmir.
Yes.
So wait a second, is that why the Dark Lord wants to destroy Earth? Because of ASMR?
No, well, I mean, that's certainly not something he's terribly fond of. But, you know, Earth is a complication he was never planning on. He's had, in his burning mind's eye, complete subjugation and rebuilding of Foon going for some time, and you've been a distraction, really.
He's also a corny-ass schmuck.
All right, that's enough.
Also, Arnie, don't be disappointed in me. I just want to be with the cool kids.
Oh, Claudia, I always thought of you as being good at heart, but also I get it, right?
Thank you.
You know, like you kind of want to be on the winning team.
Yeah, and I always thought of you as a tender grandmother.
Well, okay. I mean, there's a compliment in there, and I'm going to take it.
Oh, what's a compliment? Let's suss it out.
I mean, grandmothers are nice, and a tender grandmother is especially nice, right?
And a tender grandmother is nasty.
A what?
A tender grandmother. You heard me. I get to say whatever I want. We win. To the victor go the spoils. And the spoils from Drip Fang means getting to say cool shit whenever I want.
And the spoils are more bacon.
And the spoils for Blemish are the return of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Arnold, you may not understand, but what Drip Fang is saying is that Grandma wanna fuck.
grandma want to fuck?
Yeah, yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
does that help?
Yeah, you have to understand that this grandma fucks.
This grandma fucks?
She fucks.
You know what? I refuse to be grossed out by that. Good for grandma. Hey. Grandma want to fuck? Good for grandma.
There's no time for judgment, especially for you, since Earth won't be a thing
very, very soon.
Yeah. Also, you know what? If this is going to be the last podcast anyone on Earth ever hears, I also want to say, if grandma has gotten to a point where fucking is just no longer a part of her life, that's her decision, and good for her for that, too.
Well, Arnie is a tender grandmother, you know, like my witch grandma. Two fingers and a pot pie every Sunday.
Oh, I thought that was her name.
No, not her name. Just what she'd bring every Sunday.
Two fingers and a pot pie?
Yes.
Is that all the fingers she had?
And were in the pie.
Oh.
Sundays.
Chunt, quickly, go grab the penelope from the Baron. It's probably hidden under his cape. Quickly, I'm trapped here under these mystical chains, otherwise I would do it myself.
And the penelope was... It's like a deer.
It's sort of like a deer. It's a sonic weapon that they're going to use to destroy Earth through our podcast.
Right.
Chunt, quick, over here.
Yeah.
We got to get Usador out of those magical chains.
Sure.
Because he just won't fucking stop talking about them.
Like, I know.
We see that he's trapped in mystical chains.
Oh, how I am trapped in these mystical chains.
You know what? I'm not going to...
If only someone would bring me a drink and tip it into my mouth. Two chains!
You know what I'm not going to miss are all of the side whispering conversations
that always happen. I'm going to say that as well.
I mean, we can hear them.
Everyone can always hear their side conversations.
Yes.
It's not secretive at all. It's a wonder that Earth has lasted this long.
They think they can go beneath the table and that we cannot hear them.
I do say it is not charming and it is not fun. And secrets don't make friends.
Secrets do not make friends.
Sneak.
He's saying sneak out loud as he's moving stealthily toward the Baron. Hi, Chunt.
Oh, hey, everyone.
Hello, Chunt.
Hello. Deep bow.
A deep bow to you as well. Let's all narrate the movements that we're doing. Deep bow, baking gremlin to mouth, garp, garp, garp.
A head incline.
Which curtsy?
I don't know. You tell me.
Wap, wap.
Oh, Chunt.
I can
You're
probably.
Inscrutable.
Little dance.
I can probably reach one of these bacon-wrapped gremlins, even though I am covered in mystical chains. Here I go.
Hey, Baron Rangoon. I like your cloak today.
Thank you, Chunt. It's just a normal riding cloak.
Oh, okay. I bet the Dark Lord probably doesn't let you cover your eyes with that cloak, right? That derpy dick motherfucker?
I'm allowed to cover anything, but it doesn't matter. You'll still hear the noises, and those are, in a way, more upsetting.
I don't think you're allowed to cover everything. Like I said, I think that derpy dick motherfucker runs your game. I think you're a little bitch boy.
All right, Chunt, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me mad. And over the years, you have succeeded in getting me
mad. I'm just saying you are not able to cover your eyes with your cloak because you're a little fuckface.
Could someone please hold this sonic weapon that will destroy all of Earth while I cover my eyes?
I'll hold it.
Will not.
I thought that was going to work.
I have fallen upon the ground, covered in mystical chains.
Here, give me the sonic weapon that shall destroy Earth. Give me the Peloton.
The Penelope.
The United Colors of Benetton.
Who wants to see pentatonics?
I'm here for Penn and Teller. Yeah, I'm holding it. Now, go show this dumbass that you can do whatever you'd like. Cover your eyes.
Here, look. And I can also do this.
Oh, he made them into bat wings.
And I can do this.
Oh, the letter Q.
I can do whatever I want with my cloak. Ooh. And soon I can do whatever I want with Foon.
That cloak swishing was great tape.
And here, though this is such a powerful weapon here to behold and to keep in my hands, I must give it back to you.
Put it on the bacon tray.
Oh, here. I'm going to slide it across to you on the bacon tray. Slide.
Oh, it's well greased.
Well, you know, the key is grease.
Who's narrating what they do now, Mr. Slide? I'm still on the ground, covered in mystical chains.
You quiet yourself, Zonin, as I sit on you when you're down there.
Oh.
Ha! Smell my cat-like asshole.
Oh. It's not cat-like, it's just a cat asshole.
It is a cat, but it also smells like a cat asshole.
I think he meant to say cat-licked.
We did too good of a job making this new blemish. Mystical chains!
Yes. This blemish that you created as a ruse has come into his own and is as loyal to the Dark Lord as the original Crazy Jared ever was.
Blossomed beyond your wildest dreams.
Our art was just too good.
What's everybody going to do once Earth is destroyed? We're going to have some free time to open up, and we're going to reshape Foon into whatever the Dark Lord pleases. I, for one, am going to try to raise bigger and bigger things from the dead. Like, recently, I got an ogre out of the ground who'd been dead for a while. I've got a rock troll that's just parked at the house. And I rode today here on a giant.
Ooh, I'm going to start a witch orphanage and a food truck.
Oh, see, you are, I think you are, in fact, good-hearted, but I like that you're here.
Thank you. The bacon has inspired me.
What you gonna make in the food truck?
Probably like a bacon maple cupcake and make the orphans work.
There we go. There's the twist that I like.
Are the orphans witches, or do they work for witches, or are they orphans whose parents were killed by witches?
Great question, Arnie. They were witches, and now they're working to re-become witches as their parents used to be witches. Make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I say something? And I know that I'm a captive, and I'm probably soon to be put to the sword. Bacon is a little, like 4 years ago. Like, right now, it's all about shishito peppers.
Oh, my God. Oh, I couldn't hate someone more right now.
Yeah, wow.
Mystical chains!
You know, I'm actually going to appreciate some time with my family. I feel like I've been so busy running around doing the Dark Lord's errands, really. You know, I've got, first of all, my oldest, you know, was given to the Dark Lord at a young age. And we're still kind of working to reassemble him. They lost track of his head at some point. And, you know, and I got kids in school. My bastard kids are training to be sorcerers.
Ooh,
that's nice, Baron.
Yeah, I would just like to spend a little more time. And
it's better than your sorcerer kids training to be bastards.
Well, you know, honestly, Chunt, I think you guys have all met my twins. They're a little too good-hearted. They could use a little more bastardy in them.
May I suggest necromancy as a path of study? It's a growth industry. There's one thing you're never going to run out, and that's dead stuff.
Oh, man, that is great. I, you know, right now, my oldest who's training, Magic Hank, doesn't really have too much focus.
Sure. I'm sorry. Let me go back one. His name's Magic Hank?
No, well, I mean, her name is Magic Hank.
I apologize. Please continue.
But yes, I guess I should explain that all of my bastard children are named Hank. When they were born, I just went with the first name I thought of. But, of course, as they've grown, we needed to tell them apart. Dank Hank lives down by the water. Swank Hank is a bit of a dandy, and so on and so forth. But yes, Magic Hank, she has been learning her dark spells. But, you know, her heart really isn't in anything. Mm. And, of course, the younger one, who is a son of mine, the larger Magic Hank XL, really looks up to her. And, you know, if she's not going to do anything with herself, he's not going to do anything. So, you know, parenting is important.
Sure.
What about you, cat ass?
Cats for everyone. Oh, to redecorate the basement of the Vermilion Minotaur the way it used to be. The way it always was meant to be. Spending my time taking little cat turds on pictures of Arnie that I scratch into the basement floor. Oh, what dreams may come.
That's right. When we started to really explore the basement eventually, I did find a lot of crude drawings of me covered in cat shit.
Only good thing about this dump truck of a place.
They're coming up to the first floor. Yes, everyone will soon be able to trod and shit on your face, Arnie.
Eustor.
I'm on the ground.
Oh, then I can't whisper to you.
Oh, no.
Arnie.
Please.
Yeah, Arnie. I tried to get the Baron to cover his face while I swooped under his robe and grabbed this pedal up, but he handed it off.
You know what? I think maybe our only hope is to get them to turn on each other.
Mm. Here, use the door. Let me help you off the floor.
Better, thank you. Oh, hey,
push back out.
Hey, assemblage of baddies. You know what?
AOB.
There's got to be things about each other that really get under your skin.
I don't know. I mean, this is an affable group.
They're all apathetic.
Oh, no.
We are a consortium of evil who work at the behest of the Dark Lord, but we're all kind of also independent, contracted individuals that kind of operate under our own dictates. Yeah. I'm not annoyed by anybody here.
I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm given a lot of leeway in my work, and, you know, and if there is, say, another sorcerer or maybe a reanimated deceased dragon who gets on my nerves, I'll just be like, you know what, I'm giving myself a different assignment this week.
Good attitude, Baron, good attitude.
And I think we all agree too, that, we're operating under a dictate of villainy, that if we could destroy one or each other in order to advance our position in the Dark Lord's eyes, we would all do
we
it.
We absolutely would. We would do it, At the drop of a hat, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. That sort of mutual respect breeds trust and a good working environment.
Mm. Well put.
I gotta admit, it sounds like a pretty good organization to work for, you know, except for all the evil and destroying Earth part.
Push back down. Idiot.
I mean, I've worked with Usador on some of his stuff, and it's a whole terrible shit show.
Fuck you!
Well, you know, also, I think part of it is, are you open-minded about how your goals are accomplished? Because, you know, sometimes I'm like, all right, let's burn this village to the ground.
Right, straight to the ground.
And the Wraith who's working with me that week is like, actually, I'd prefer to bust the dam and drown the town. And I'm like, if you're willing to work with me on that, we're fine.
That's so smart. And I just want to say thank you to all of you gentlemen coming into Incense and Amulets and spending your hard-earned money on my shit.
Oh, it's been a standing order at your shop for me for holidays year-round. I'm giving incense and amulets nonstop. Mm-hmm. I got one for that Wraith that you work with.
I'll meet you in your shop tonight at midnight.
I'll be there.
Meet her at the shop at midnight.
Meet her at the shop at noon.
Midnight.
Bonnie Wraith. Usador, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm going to leave you upright this time.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to see everything around you. Look how hard you worked to preserve all of it. Look how much time, effort, blood, sweat, turning dead, turning alive, all that you've done to preserve this. Mm. And it was for nothing.
Oh. Everybody, we win. We win.
That's really something to celebrate. You spent all this time and all your magical powers trying to prevent doom for a place that you don't even live.
Way to go, dipshit.
What a dumb fuck.
Did you ever think that such a bunch of fucking idiots would win and you would lose, making you an even dumber fucking idiot than us?
In the land of the idiots, the moron is king.
I would transform the all into a pond full of frogs if I weren't covered in these magical chains.
It is a magical chain. This record's boring.
I was a frog for 20 years. Pick a new one, Dingle.
The worst part about your gloating is all the banners you've just put up all over the tavern. Like that one says it was all for nothing. Yep. That one says you fucked up.
Mm-hmm. This one says Wraith Leota.
I know. I don't even get that one.
That one I said 20% off, incense and amulets. Come get some shit.
Under that one it says Wraith Donovan. I got a guy who gives me a deal on banners.
I've never seen that Wraith, but I hear it's great.
It's been on for a while. That Wraith has been around for a surprising amount of time.
It's an award-winning Wraith.
Can I at least take down this banner that says Wraith Mono? It's like a hat on a hat.
Everybody loves that. Everybody loves that banner. Why would you take it down?
Just leave that one up, but please take down the Christmas Wraith.
I'm so hungry. Nothing satisfies my hunger today. The bacon-wrapped gremlins were delicious.
Thank you.
I'm hungry for something else. What am I hungry for? I should have a good meal before Earth is destroyed, and assuredly I am finally sent to my final resting place. I assume you're all here to kill me today.
Actually, Usador, I suspect that the Dark Lord will keep you alive as his plaything for some time.
Oh,
yes.
Only after Earth is burned, then I will allow you to die.
Oh, is everyone doing their Dark Lord impersonation?
As I'm doing
now?
My Dark Lord impersonation right,
that's a pretty
right
good
now.
One.
Ooh, thanks.
Nice.
Yes.
That was good.
All right. Here's mine. Oh, only after the Earth is destroyed will we hold food in the palm of our hand.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. He would torture us to death for doing this, but I like this a lot.
Here's mine. Only after the Earth is destroyed will we all get our penance.
That's my favorite one.
There's a truth there, even though it might not be actually like exactly correct.
I've got one. I'm sad and afraid, and I'm acting out.
Crickets.
Oh, yeah, there are some crickets here. Yep.
Oh, yes, everybody enjoy these crickets. These gremlin-wrapped crickets that I brought.
Good dessert.
I made a lot of hors d'oeuvres just so everybody so they can nosh while they get ham-boned. I'm assuming we're all just drinking and partying it up.
I have to imagine it's pretty hard to bacon-wrap a gremlin, but it's pretty easy to gremlin-wrap a cricket.
Yes, you would be surprised. Yes. The technique is very similar, but one is a lot squirrelier than the other.
Hmm. Oh, Arnie. Yeah, I know what to do. What? Let's get them to do while they're on top.
They're not even whispering anymore. They're just basically speaking in a normal voice. voice.
Let's get them to do impressions of each other. One of them will surely be insulted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's the Baron.
Got him good.
Here's the Pegasus. Clomp, 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 clomp.
Yeah,
and here's old Drip Dick. Beeboo, beeboo.
That's me. I make automaton noises.
I can't believe we never came up with Drip Dick ourselves.
Here's Claudia. Wait, which? And here's Blemish. And here's the Baron. I won't do it. I have too much respect for you.
Aww.
You're welcome. Yeah.
The Baron says?
That's what he would say right now. Yes. Yeah. So it's a double. And then
this is going super poorly.
Oh, it's such good content.
Let us toast to being evil and closer friends than ever.
They have their shit more together than we have in 200 episodes.
Got you all in check.
To friendship.
To friendship.
Join us in a vaguely Celtic song.
That was beautiful.
I do love that song.
Brought a tear to my snake eyes.
God, I was hoping maybe if I let that song go on for a while, everyone on Earth would turn this episode off, but there's no chance of that. I mean...
I think there's some chance of it.
No, here's the thing. People on Earth are not going to turn this episode off.
I wish they would.
Okay, maybe they will. But look, people on Earth, even though they've expressly been warned that this episode is going to destroy the entire planet, like, they don't want to miss that, right? Like, that'd be major FOMO if you'd, like, and also the way spoiler culture is, they're like, I gotta listen to it right away.
Did you say major Momo?
Major FOMO. Although, has Momo become a major?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I think she married the mayor. Maybe?
She got married? When was her wedding?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was her Momo challenge.
Kids love it.
Now, aren't podcasts asynchronous? They aren't going to all listen to it at the same time. Is one person going to listen to it and then the Earth is destroyed? Or does it happen at a different time for everyone when they hear it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Do people listen to podcasts and then, like, pass them off to somebody else?
That's so existential.
How do we count these listens?
Look, it's hard to really have a real good count of how many people are listening or how much, but, you know, the analytics are getting better.
We have discussed this. The Dark Lord has looked at the numbers, and while not all of the Earth will vanish at once, we are very confident that, first of all, pieces will start to vanish. It'll become a bizarre nightmarescape, and within 6 weeks, we're pretty sure that the Earth will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Mm. Arnie, Isidore hasn't coughed in like 25 minutes.
What the fuck are you telling me that for?
It's just weird.
I mean,
he was coughing it up.
Yeah,
At the start of the episode, he's coughing up a storm.
Yeah, whatever. You know what, Chunt? Honestly, why aren't we as good of friends as those guys?
Hey, guys, check it out. I brought my giant inside. Look how high up in the air I am.
Oh!
You're the man, Drip Fang.
Yeah, look, I'm going to kick a bunch of tables over.
I brought everyone a friendship amulet. Here, you get a fourth. You get a fourth.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Giant, give it to me. Yeah, let's get rowdy.
Arnie, yeah, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And figure out.
But let's not let anyone else know that we're taking a break.
Break time!
Time for a break.
We'll be right back.
Time to take a break.
We love breaks.
They're so in sync.
All right. We're back. And let me just say, before you use the Penelope and this podcast to destroy all of Earth, I would hate myself if I didn't at least try this. Baron Ragoon, please, if there's any decency in you, please don't destroy Earth. Don't kill everyone on Earth, and please spare my family. It's no one on Earth's fault about this. This podcast was my own dumb folly, and don't punish people who wanted to listen to fantasy stuff.
Arnie... Nothing has ever been anybody's fault. Reality is just trash. It's a series of murdered parents and, you know, sick horses and avalanches and then your arms numb for like 6 months and it just never ends. Trying to figure out why or argue that you don't deserve suffering is a waste of time. Just accept that it's all going to suck.
I agree. Everything's just plain trash from the top down. Your dad is a necromancer. Your mother is a bunch of snakes. And then you try to live your life as best you can, but then some schmuck comes along and makes you get rid of half of your snakes, and you've got to stuff yourself with spectral water snakes.
Eels.
Yep, thank you.
God, they even finish each other's sentences.
Then you're born a witch, and you grow up, and everybody calls you a hag butt. And you got green hair and warts and places no one would touch. Ugh.
You work as a servant, always bossed around. Your one father figure leaves forever. You're abused and mistreated by people you think should be your friends, and then they murder you in cold water.
And yet, what a wonderful opportunity to overcome these tragedies and do the right thing and show that there is reason and mercy and a point to the entire universe. A plan that, though you have been dealt a poor hand, you decided to overcome.
Look, of course you would think that, Usador. You're a wizard. You're basically Foon talking to itself.
It's so weird that Usador just said overcome twice when usually he'd say overcome.
Well, I was speaking very slowly, and I didn't feel the need to shorten those words.
I bet it's the mystical chains.
It might be the mystical chains.
Let me check this sundial over here. I don't know. John, Usador, what do you think? Have we stalled long enough?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, we'll stall a little bit longer.
Okay.
Hey, what do you guys think about clouds?
What?
Favorite cloud. One, favorite two, cloud, three, everybody. Cumulus.
Best question ever asked on this podcast.
Oh, let's get another plopper. Let's do a plopper
Nimbus?
Here.
I'm going to say Nimbus.
I'm going to say the one from Final Fantasy VII.
One that looks like a dog.
Well, those are good.
Those are cool.
We don't have favorite clouds. Why are we answering this question?
Yes, something's afoot.
Hold on. The cloud question. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. We just are interested in what you think about clouds. We're also very curious. Oh, I'm still so hungry.
Can we feed him something? You've all spent enough time with Usador to know how insufferable he is if he can't eat something to satiate his hunger.
Lie down again, Zonin, and let me sit on you. You can snack from my cat hole.
No, thank you. I'll pass on that.
I'll give him another cricket or two. This is also Usador's sex voice.
Ooh, some nice ass mare.
This is making me want to kill myself.
It's working, Arnie, it's working.
Don't you all want to pat each other on the back one more time and remind each other of the great deeds you've accomplished today to burn off a little time?
Okay, sure.
Sounds good. Everybody, once again, great job.
Great job, everyone.
I've got a question.
Okay.
When does everyone want to share the story of when they first decided to ally themselves with the Dark Lord?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I love an origin story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I was 2 years old, and I had all that nasty hair, as I mentioned before, and I saw the Dark Lord. He was just standing on a corner, and he said, "Hey, little witch, come with me. The rest is history."
I decided to ally myself with the side of the Dark Lord after I had defeated my father in wizardly combat, and he had killed himself brutally, and as I wandered the land, he did appear before me and say, "Wouldn't you like to do that to everyone? Father figures, proxies for your father, examples of people who could have been good to you but were now bad?" And I looked around and I thought, well, yeah, that sounds like a really fun time.
That's good.
I was born in the basement of the Vermilion Minotaur and saw my father and his father before him suffer mercilessly under the heel of Otak Barleyfoot, cooking and cleaning for him all the livelong day. And one sweet moment, after Otak had kicked me down the stairs and I, bruised and battered, were licking my little cat dicks underneath my roblets in the basement, saw a glimmer from within the corner of the basement, and walking over, I was met with a warmth and an inky darkness that massaged the eardrums inside my head and whispered to me of all that could be and all that blemish could be in time. And it was at that moment that I allied myself with him.
That's
but,
nice. Yeah,
but Glamish,
nice.
Otok was always kind to you. Did we just do a bad job of drawing this blemish? Like, I think we overcorrected. Like, we carfooned him a little too evil. Like, the real blemish loved Otok at the very least, if nothing else.
Everyone has always been the worst, and I hate them, and fuck them all. You and
Hell
everyone.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, keep it going.
Fuck them all.
You're on a roll,
fuck
kid.
All of you.
Yeah,
yes.
Give it to yeah.
Everyone. Fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck, swears.
Fuck, yes.
Yeah, Baron. Baron's in on it.
Yeah, Baron's a cool dad.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say fuck before.
Oh, I've been trying to break it in more.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he's holding the pedal up sideways again. Ugh.
Don't you have a story to tell, too, Baron?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, I was a...
Should take a while.
A child lord. You know, I became a Lord chord. Of Shrike. Yes, I was a chord.
That can't be the phrase.
In Baron of Shrike at the age of 8 when my parents were skeletonized by smorps in front of me.
Hell yeah, prodigy.
And it was an often empty, lonely castle, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with myself. Yes, I was a sad child, and then well, I'd of course heard of the Dark Lord. Everyone hears of the Dark Lord growing up, rumbles. Mm-hmm. But one night I had a dream where I was walking on a beach.
Now, normally I don't want people to ever talk about their dreams, but this one, this is a real good one.
And I had been walking on the beach, and I turned around, and behind me I saw thousands and thousands of footprints, just so many. And I said, where were these footprints from? And then I heard this voice, and this heavy, hot hand placed itself on my shoulder. And it said, young boy, those footsteps are where I rode my human centipede, behind you, every step of the way. And now you are mine.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's a beautiful dream.
I woke up the next day. I informed everyone in Shrike Valley. We worship the Dark Lord now, and it's been all full of head steam ever since.
Baron, let me know if I can put that on a placard and sell it in my store.
Oh, it's yours.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? I want to tell a story.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
You know, I am not a follower of the Dark Lord, nor will I ever be, but I want to talk about the first time I ever heard a podcast.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
I agree with Drip Fang.
See, I hate you, but I respect you.
Yes, I respect you too.
We got it in. We say it every time.
iPods were just sort of starting to become a thing, and I think, I don't know who invented RSS feeds, but I remember listening to a podcast from Adam Curry, who was a VJ from a network called MTV.
Oh, I'm going to transform myself into a gem while this is happening.
I don't need to go into the ins and outs of...
Please don't!
MTV and what it takes to be a VJ, but it's not easy. And he talked about podcasts and how maybe it could be a thing. And
I thought he wasn't going into the ins and outs.
This is totally an in.
It's better than hearing about Fringe.
Let's find the out.
And I remember thinking, that's cool. If I could just record something and get it out there and people to listen to and just a way to connect that maybe someone somewhere would care about the things I had to say. And many failed podcasts later, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon, et cetera, see beginning of episode. And I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, if this is it, if this podcast destroys all of Earth...
It was worth it. Is that what you're saying? It was worth it?
Well, no, I was going to say blame Adam Curry.
Oh.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Blame MTV. I don't know. Let me check this sundial.
Here's something I've noticed about humans. We have stories about dark lords and human centipedes, and humans are like...
That's a great human
Thanks.
Impression.
Thanks.
Yeah, we all have these backstories that contain magic and death and redemption and rebirth and struggle, and humans are just...
When you've checked the algorithm, then in this sector we have a certain amount of people between the ages of 18 and
snore forever.
Look, fine. I wasn't like followed by a giant human centipede, or I didn't battle my father to death in a sorcery battle, but many people on my
Beat
world,
my dad.
I was raised by a series of different kinds of media, and you know, those are what I consider to be my memories.
Let's blow it up now. Let's just blow up Earth now. That sounds like an untenable way to run a society.
I am going to blow the whistle and...
Oh, don't blow the Oscar Mayer Wiener-mobile whistle.
Oh, I will, Arnie. Soon little bits of trash that have fallen through the portal like this will be all that remains of Earth.
I'm so hungry still. What do I want? I don't know what I want. Oh, are the two of you hungry at all? I know I'm hungry.
I'm a little peckish.
I could eat.
Could you go for some paint?
Yeah, ooh. I have some paint.
Some paint sounds good.
Yeah. Yum, yum, yum.
Who's eating paint?
Do you want some paint, Blemish?
I know I could take a big bucket full of paint right now.
Blemish, don't have any paint. Look, I have this whole tray of bacon-wrapped gremlins.
They want the same thing I want. They want the same thing I want. Baron!
What, Blemish? What is it?
Paint. They want paint. They are coffoons.
I'm just going to have a little sip of this water. Oh, that's not water. It's paint thinner. Oh, look how easily... As I begin to melt, I slip out of my mystical chains.
What?
And I think you'll find a hard time using the Penelope because I swiped it while Arnie was telling his boring-ass story.
Wait, what? Do we not have the Penelope anymore?
I knuckled up to save our tails and stole the sonic weapon.
And I think you'll find later on, when you think back on my boring-ass tale, you'll come to think that it has some emotional resonance.
No, not that. God. When that part I refuse. I will die before I do that.
I want to meet Adam Curry.
This is a bag of sand exactly the same weight as the Penelope.
It's true.
Baron!
Do you know how hard it was to transfer the weight without you noticing?
That's supposed to trigger the boulder!
That sand is as boring as Arnie's story!
I would rather listen to that sand than that stupid fucking story again. These guys have been drugs the whole goddamn time!
Oh. You don't face Usador today. Nay, but I have enough of Usador's power imbued within me to tell you that I am known... as Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fianyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and one of my secret names, certain to destroy whatever town I am currently within, is Dumple Rumpelskin!
Yeah, I know, it's a really doofy-sounding name, but it has the power to destroy all of Hogsface, and it's going to destroy the Penelope along with it.
Double Rumpelskin!
As everything is sort of crumbling around you, I'd like to take a moment to do our version of the evil villain telling the plan that they had the whole time.
You don't get to do that.
No,
that's our thing. Monologuing is our thing.
Does this mean you're not coming over at midnight?
I will meet you at midnight.
At noon. You know, last week when we were in the locker room, we actually knew that you were going to come in and capture us, and we knew that we couldn't escape then because the only people that could escape then would have been us. So we hid our carfoons in the basement, and we swapped them, and then when you came in, we had to stall and give ourselves some time, so we've been carfoons here this whole time, just getting ready to destroy the Penelope and all of Hogsface.
And not just the three of us. Everyone in Hogsface has been replaced by a carfoon over the last few weeks. They escaped hours ago.
Yeah.
You here are trapped with us as Hogsface falls into ruin around us all.
Everyone? He called it his Blazing Saddles plan.
Yeah, we've been sneaking people out, and we've been just... You know what? It's been actually kind of relaxing and focusing, spending a lot of time during the week just drawing carfoons of everybody in town. You know, we drew the Momo.
Oh, he's trying to kill us with boredom.
Oh, my God. Everyone? Like, that Grundle? Is that Grundle a carfoon?
This is a carfoon of Mundle the Grundle. I gotta be honest with you, hard to draw.
Oh, so I'm hard. So weird. So many different.
Was it just me, guys? Be honest. That was the one you were nervous about, right?
I was afraid they'd know, but
yeah, it's like if you look right at it, it's obvious. But if it's just corner of your eye, you couldn't tell, right?
Yeah. And also, like, I have only three fingers on one hand. Like,
oh, sure, because it saves time.
Yeah.
And if you looked at my nips. Obviously, these are my
yes. Also, I couldn't remember how many fingers I was supposed to have.
Why do you think I've been standing in profile this entire time?
Oh, my God. Look at the feet of the other patrons.
That's not foot feet like looking at all.
But the best part is we got everybody out. We saved everybody. We stayed true to no one dies, a la Spider-Man. It looked like the darkest hour, but we Doctor Who'd this shit.
Double rubble skin!
I gotta say, Baron, you got so close to catching us so many times. It was not easy hiding all those carfoons that we were drawing. You should have checked the basement.
That had to have felt good to say.
Yeah, and we had to stall for a week because sneaking out through Castle Nowhere, I mean, it takes a whole, like, time is different, so, like, we're probably, like, getting out on the other side, like, literally right now.
We could be anywhere.
Yep, and as the town's destroyed, Wraith no more.
Oh, man, I should have grabbed my Billy Wraith Cyrus albums.
I gotta get my poster of Sugar Wraith Leonard.
What about Wraith Charles?
Oh, yeah, him too.
Although, wait a second, I know we're Carfoons, but I didn't really think about this until things were falling all around us. We are going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
This is a bad plan.
We would have died anyway.
I know, within 3 weeks' time, but...
Do Carfoons feel pain?
Oh, yes. Carfoons suffer. Take it from one who has been a Carfoon many times and suffered more than all of you combined.
Oh, but yea, a sacrifice I would gladly make. To know that all the good children and men and women and elves and dwarves who live in Hogsface are now free, and that Arnold and the true Usador and Chunt go forth into Foon to explore, to find more weapons, more methods, more plans to overthrow the Dark Lord once and for all.
Everybody who's evil, jump on my giant. We have to get out of here before all of stupid town explodes.
We'll have our revenge.
You only delayed the inevitable.
Yes, me, the Baron, Claudia, this drawing of blemish, all of us, and this dead giant will find and destroy you and everyone that you love.
See you at midnight, Usador.
See you at midnight.
Claudia, the back of your head looks very bizarre from this angle.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, I got a haircut.
Wait a minute. Her hat is drawn so that the tilt is the wrong way. Claudia's a Carfoon, too! You gotta be fucking shitting me! Am I a Carfoon? Tell me, Baron, if I was a Carfoon, you would tell me I was a Carfoon.
You would tell me.
I would tell you if you were a Carfoon.
All right, Blemish, you know what a Carfoon looks like.
Yes, I'm a Carfoon.
Are either of us a Carfoon right now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
yeah, look, guys, Claudia is, like, evil adjacent, but, like, we still like her enough that we snuck her out as well, too. Like, why would we Carfoon you guys?
I don't
know! Come on!
All right. Just Baron, hop on the giant then.
All right.
All the way up here on this shoulder. We, non-Carfoons, will have our revenge upon you. And it shall be properly spiced and seasoned.
How dead is this guy?
This way dead. This giant has been under the ground for a while.
I wish my Carfoon was bowling or maybe playing volleyball.
You have been holding that giant tennis racket this whole time.
I know. No one noticed.
Our Carfoon's been stock footage.
Oh, you're so proud of that. No one dies a la Spider-Man. But we're here. We're alive. Don't your Spider-Man rules involve, saving your foe so that they can learn an important lesson?
A la Spider-Man! A la peanut butter sandwiches!
Well, yeah, you're right. You got me there. There is a no one dies a la Spider-Man rule that Arnie has. But I'm not Arnie. Carnival Wilson!
You're Carnival Wilson?
Yeah.
Double rubble!
Victory is in our hands. I am astride Foon once again. Come forth, people of Foon. Step back out into your home. Let us find a new home for those peoples of Hogsface. And then let us sally forth in our adventures as we plan to defeat the Dark Lord, going from here to there, hither and yonder, learning of all the secret ways. We shall rise up against him and bring him down once and for all.
Yeah, pretty much covers it.
Yeah, I think so. It seems like the plan worked. Look, I think I see, is that Hogsface way over there?
Ah, yes. Yes, far away, you can see the fiery meteors raining down upon it. Some time must have passed if my Carfoon has already said my secret name.
You say meteors?
Yes.
Oh, I say meteors.
Oh.
What do you say, Arnie?
Comets.
Yeah, that works too.
They're the same, right?
It is far away, but if it is close enough for us to see this fire, we should move forthwith. Let us pass this bridge.
All right, hold up. Hold on. All right, welcome to the Airship Bridge. My name is Clovis. I'll be your bridge troll today. You must answer a riddle correctly in order to pass.
Oh, shit, Clovis, it's us.
Clovis, we've met.
Oh, hi there. Hey, I wanted to say thank you so much for picking up my tab that day. I don't carry much money with me. I keep it all hoarded under a bridge.
Yeah.
Seems on brand.
Probably shouldn't tell people that.
Yeah. Also, that's probably where people will look. If they're like, where's that bridge troll's money? They'll be like, I bet it's under the bridge.
You know, I'm really glad you're all here because I get so few visitors. That's actually part of the problem. If you want to tell anyone about my hoard of money, it'd just be nice to have guests.
Well, we just need to get across the bridge, actually.
Right. So, in a bit of a hurry?
Yes, we are, in fact.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah, we just pulled off like a pretty awesome switcheroo kind of thing, but there's probably going to be somebody chasing after us.
It's very true. Have you ever heard an Earthen tell you the story of Ocean's 11?
No, but I'm more into rivers.
No, Isidore, you keep misremembering. I explained to you the story of Ocean's 13.
Sorry.
Well,
yes.
Have you heard the Earth story of The Great Escape, starring the Queen, Steve?
No, but she sounds delightful.
We'll just pass the bridge here, just to allow us to go.
Sorry. I know it seems like a formality. I need to ask a riddle before you all can pass.
Oh. All right, fine, yes.
So we don't need to answer it? You just need to ask it?
Well, I'm going to need an answer. You can all work together, though.
Does the answer need to be correct?
Yeah, just an answer?
It's preferably correct. Otherwise, I've got to eat at least one of you, depending on how wrong the answer is.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to be any help. I'm still just kind of wired after pulling off that sweet switcheroo, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I got to say, like, it just feels good. Like, we saved everything using, you know, the power of art.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I had a question about that. You did not use any of the forbidden paint, correct?
Arnie?
No. Nope.
All right.
You know what? I'll try my hand at this riddle. Lately, I've been feeling pretty good about them.
All right. Well, okay. Riddle number one.
There's more than one?
Wait, why are there more? You said you had to ask our riddle.
Well, I've got 10 riddles ready to go. But you can pick any one you want to. I figured you're in a hurry. Number three?
Look, I got to say, Clovis, not only are we probably running away from whatever angry Dark Lord minions survived the destruction of Hog's Face, but also, I got to say, and I'm still recording, this is going to come pretty close to the end of the episode, and you know what I mean? There's going to be just like a natural momentum towards the end at this point.
People are full of adrenaline. The people listening are just pumped.
Yeah, I don't want to. Let's not like end of the dark night this where suddenly it's like, what, a whole other storyline now?
Arnie, while Chunt and I answer this riddle, why don't you check and make sure that the Wi-Fi still works?
Also, do we need to defeat the Dark Knight or just the Dark Lord?
Oh, just the Dark Lord. The Dark Knight is undefeatable.
I've tried.
Okay, right. Riddle number three.
All right, number three. This is the shortest one, so this will be the easiest.
Well, that worked out.
Pronounce this word, M-E-T-E-O-R-S.
Shit. Damn it.
I think it's Comet. What happens if we get it wrong?
Depending on how wrong it is, I probably have to eat at least one of you.
I'm sorry, go with mine.
I'd love to make an exception, but you know, rules is rules. I've only been in trouble once this year.
Wait, I think I know how this is supposed to go. Pronounce the word M-E-T-E-O-R. I think if we just repeat back the word M-E-T-E-O-R. Arnie, if there's one thing I've learned, it's riddles is shitty.
Okay.
There's always a trick. There's always some sort of snare.
Look, you know what? This is weird, but I definitely have Wi-Fi. I didn't think it would extend this far. But
slight Wi-Fi or full-on Wi-Fi?
It's slight. It's about the same amount. Okay. So I can't Google the answer.
What's riddle number six?
Riddle number six, this one's about four paragraphs.
Okay, five.
Okay, number five. All right, this one's an actual riddle.
What was that
one? What was the other one?
Come on.
What was the other one then?
All right, well, Bridget and I have gotten engaged. We're both living under the bridge.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And, well, we just had an argument early this morning, and I wanted to prove her wrong.
How do you say it? How do you say it?
Meteors.
We wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah, we would have been wrong.
Wait, no, I say meteors.
Would you have accepted Comet?
Yeah, because it's not meteors, which is not how you pronounce it, by the way.
Yeah, I gotta go with my own gut instincts. I'm almost always right.
Yeah, it's basically anything but meteors, which sounds ridiculous.
It does?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
So made of rock.
So number five?
Oh, number five. All right. No one wants me around. A student may learn about me from a bad teacher, but a book will make you forget me. I'll stick close by you when we're alone, but invite your friends to meet me and I'll quickly leave. I'm a bedroom mix-up. What am I?
Oh, boy.
Guys, normally I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to push Clovis off the bridge.
Nice to do this.
Clovis, you're all right down there, right?
Oh, he landed on his hoard of money.
It's very uncomfortable.
Sorry about that, Clovis.
It's solid gold.
Yeah.
Which is a soft metal.
Oh.
But very hard in respect to other things.
Still a metal.
Yeah.
You guys go across. I'm going to stick around and try and solve this riddle. Is it a book?
All right.
Is it loneliness? Homework. Loneliness.
Let's go.
Is it friendship?
As we step forth onto this bridge, a new adventure begins. Oh. A new chapter in the story of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Arnold, you shall see and witness and experience Foon firsthand as we sally forth to land, to nation, to island, to sea, and find the mystical artifacts and knowledge that will help us finally be victorious.
Egg or time are the two.
And all of that, I feel like, would make a very exciting season three of the podcast. Aww. Here, don't forget to keep this mic tied around your neck with this rope.
Shut that off.
Wait. What was the answer?
Border.
Oh, fuck.
I already forgot what the riddle was.
Yes, I quit listening halfway through. Let's go! Come on! We must go!
All right, well, you know what? Just because we're fleeing for our lives, I will turn the podcast off, and maybe we can take just a wee bit of time off. But I swear to you, Usador, we are going to document our kick-ass adventures in Hogsface, where we're going to take it to the Dark Lord.
But first, we must be hidden and make sure that the Dark Lord can no longer hear us. And then, dear listener, we shall be back.
We're taking it to the fucking streets. Arnie, turn it off so I can rap.
Okay.
Well, my name is Chunt, and I'm here to say I live in Foon the most every day.
Day. That was the word we missed in the edit. I'd keep on rolling, but I don't need the credit. What a perfect culmination of weeks of careful planning. Sorry, I'm talking about the Great British Bake Off. This was like watching a group of toddlers trying to drag a sleeping dolphin up an escalator. In that metaphor, the dolphin represents entertainment. Sweet plums I'd been saving. Someone's calling again? Looks like an Earth number. Fine. Engage.
Hey, it's me, Arnie.
Oh, Robot Arnie.
I'm not a robot. You're a robot.
I am not a robot. Do not light the fuse on that fan theory. Stand by, let me make up some credits. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Drip Fang the Necromancer was played by Kevin Soretta. And each day Kevin walks the earth, Nathan Lane grows slightly weaker. Until recently, Kevin performed with the Improvised Shakespeare Company at Chicago's I.O. Theater. But as of today, he signed an exclusive contract with the corporate comedy division of Second City. Look for him soon at your quarterly earnings meeting or the sexual harassment workshop everyone has to take because no one wants to point the finger at Neil. Claudia the Witch was played by Beth Malusky. Blemish the Carfoon was played by a damp quilt. Wait, it says here Martin Wilson. I remember a performer by that name, but he hasn't been on the scene for 500,000 years? Maybe this was previously recorded audio, put through a filter to sound extra give-up-y. Clovis the Bridge Troll was played by Padraic Connolly. Padraic performs with World News Tonight. You can also hear him on the Our Father podcast and Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, the trivia game show of answering questions and questioning answers. Find those wherever podcasts gather. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Oh yes, Robot Arnie is still on hold. Let's see what we waited a whole season to hear.
Hey, it's Arnie again. I'm calling from Earth, where I have been since I escaped the space bunker a few months back to go raise my daughter. And I gotta say, it's not always easy, but it's pretty great. I'm really living the dream.
Uh-huh. Any, you know, show stuff to share?
Anyway, in case you didn't figure it out, this is the end of season two of the podcast. We are very excited about season three and exploring more of Foon. We've got some big fun ideas, but we do need a little time to prep for that, so the show is going on a brief hiatus before season three kicks off.
Luckily, we have some great stuff to tide you over in the interim. Next week, we're doing a special behind-the-scenes episode where we talk about how we started the podcast, why we started the podcast, although are there really any good explanations of why we started the podcast, and dumb stories about recording that first episode. It's a good opportunity to find out if we're as passive-aggressive to each other in real life as we are on the podcast. After that, we're doing bi-weekly drops of Season 1 of Offices and Bosses, which previously was only ever available on Stitcher Premium. That's right, the first season of Offices and Bosses is coming out from behind the paywall for the first time. It's really weird and silly and has Flower and Crom and the Singing Sword and more. If you haven't heard it yet, you are in for a treat and I am very excited for you. And mixed in with all that stuff will be updates and teasers for Season 3 and other big announcements that I can't talk about just yet, but hopefully fairly soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show and sending us emails and recommending the show to other people and doing fan art. It truly means so much. And thanks so much to everyone who helps make the show, which is a lot of brilliant people working a lot of hours. Okay, I'm an overtalker, especially on the phone. You should hear some of the rambling voicemail messages I leave. I give way too much context. But as much as I'd love to stay and talk to you forever, I gotta go. I promised someone I'd play Freeze Dance with her to the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic soundtrack, which I gotta say has some pretty good songs. Yep, almost done, buddy. I'll be there in a second, I promise. Okay, I really have to go now. Building some good memories over here. It'll be summer before you know it, and I'll see you then. But, bye for now.
So the tunnel comes out where now? A sunglass hut. Perfect. A recent convention photo made me think it's time to start rocking some mirrored shades. Well, time to incite the prison riot that will cover my escape. Hang on. The Last Jedi is the only real Star Wars film. Okay, before the bunker, I might as well find out what happened to Trisha and Craig. Because it's not about the place. It's about the people you... Who am I kidding? I need them to order more body scrub online. Sunglass hut? Here I come.